She loves to read Prabhupada books, and she arranged there who can use. Let me see. This boy is her child. Let me see. The child is... This is the lady, the red one. She's the secretary. And this is the, her child. Who jumps, the boy, who is... And then here is also the lady of the curriculum development with glasses. She is here also. She came to at least to two or three programs. Two programs for sure, maybe three. She came one day for lunch also. Let me see if she appears. She's the one from the Ministry of Education. If they are what? They are mostly religious. You can speak about God. I was not shy about speaking about God. Sometimes I will talk, use terms like the universal soul, and I combine supreme being. I say also, as depends on your who you want to call. We say Krishna. You may have different names in different cultures. So being entering soft to let them becoming familiar with Krishna. Okay, then now we move to the schools, the secondary school. This is what they call the... Yamasami Prabhu was inspired to sing. He didn't do it on purpose, but it sounds to me like a Christian melody of the Maha Mantra. So they got into, you will see, they were... It builds up. She's a teacher. So it's building up, but it's high school. Yes, between 16 to 19 years old or like that. No, they got fired up. They were, the professor also got into it. And philosophy. The teacher is the teacher of philosophy. So I went to speak to them about Indian philosophy. So I spoke to them about yoga, the Gita, and then mantra yoga, kirtan yoga, and kirtan. About the body and the soul and the body and like basic philosophy. They ask questions. This they came also with. They wanted autographs at the end with the books. Please sign the book. We were signing books like 10 minutes. But this is a very important, powerful samskara they have. Now if we open a center there, all these youth, we need, if we follow up, some of them can become devotees. And there you can do, if you do like, you open a school of Bharatanatyam for the girls, yoga, like some also, some physical yoga, also some asanas, to get them, they are very physical. At 6 in the morning, they were in the football. Before sunrise, the boys were in the football training. We were chanting japa, they were with shooting the ball. I mean, kicking the ball. So, there is big potential there. Then what I'm going to show you, another group, big group, teaching them the Maha Mantra. So before the kirtan, we'll explain the mantra in this way, in parts. So, they had it written on a paper or on the board. These were like two or three groups to put together, the teachers. They do like that. This is the way they communicate. They say, cool, everything cool. To the born. And they're like, okay. Then let me see a little bit. So anyway, this is just some sharing some of the experiences we had in Cabo Verde. It's a very nice place to preach. Africa is a big continent. I have in mind these Portuguese-speaking countries where there are no devotees going. As I speak the language, it's naturally a potential to go there sometimes. And of course, this is, we went six of us. But again, I want to take the opportunity to thank those of you who contributed also to support sponsoring books, prasadam, and other aspects of the trip, and this has been very helpful making it possible. Otherwise, you cannot do in 15 days so many things. So it's teamwork. Any questions you want to ask? There are more videos. I'm thinking of asking somebody expert, maybe one of the students, Bhakti and Hilary or someone, to do a YouTube, put together all the videos and get the best sections. I have in total, it's like 23 different videos. So I selected those with which I thought would be more appealing to you, but there are more. So I'll try to get some YouTube summary that can be distributed and you can watch it if you like. Any questions, comments? Well, what we discussed, the next step for Cabo Verde, we're going to do two things. One is we're going to open Google Groups to communicate through email and keep sending things, which last year some communication was there, but was not so much communication in between. So the devotees in Portugal are going to do that, to keep more connections. Oh, something important I didn't mention. I have the picture somewhere, I couldn't fit it in. There is one boy, Bhakta Fabio. He received, I call him Bhakta Fabio because he has Japamala. He's not yet chanting regularly every day, but he chants sometimes Japa. And he has read Srila Prabhupada's Gita. He specifically wants to come to study. He will come first to Spain, to the Instituto de Estudios Bhaktivedanta, to do Bhakti Shastri. And then if the ashram experience is good, then he will come to the college. If we're able to get a partial scholarship from Portugal, which I think we can get. So that's a good news also. This was a serious boy who seems to be a Bhakta. Hare Krishna. Thank you. We had our morning program. We did Japa first. We didn't want to upset neighbors. So we had Japa sing samsara prayers with our instruments. It was okay. We did the samsara prayers not at 4 o'clock. We do first Japa, then samsara prayers 7:30 or so, then reading Bhagavatam, second canto we were reading, and discussing. And some days we had to travel and we did japa and get out. I mean, prepare, cook, do what needed to be done. But we did like that regularly. It was a marathon program. Well, he read Gita. He's reading Krishna book. He was telling which lila he was mentioning, the Shiva Chuara and the Narayana Chuara fight when Lord Krishna is punishing Banasura, and then he takes shelter of Lord Shiva, and he was telling all the lilas like that. So he's well read. He's the only son. His father died when he was a small child. He lives with his mother the last 6 months. And he's not happy there. When he saw us in the university program, for him was like, okay, what I was waiting. And then he explored, we discussed different options, and he will pay for the, he thinks his mother can pay for the institute, African price, we will make some discount. And he's good. I will show a picture of him. He's a professor of another university. We had a program in his place. We didn't see pictures of that. Very nice program also. He came on Sunday. Damodara Priya Mataji, she's a great cook. Gujarati. Yes, we made the Sunday feast were good prasadam, so they will have a real experience of. This couple, they were last year, they are very good also. They are, if we open a center there, they are really good. Okay, this is not, this is a Saturday night Harinam. We went out, was the last one to finish the books and the prasad. This fellow, he came, somebody gave him some donation. He came with a bill and he wanted change. I said, change, no. If you give a donation, I give you a book. He was half little drink, a little bit. But he gave me the bill. Later I realized it was a Polish bill. Somebody had given him the Polish bill. I thought it was the local currency. But anyway, I'll see with Bhaktavas Govinda Prabhu what we can do with it. But he followed the whole Harinam. He was with us. And this guy, he said, I thought I will meet the Hare Krishnas anywhere but in Cabo Verde. He travels around the world. So he was surprised to meet the Hare Krishnas in Cabo Verde. This guy, he was in Liberia. He said he hosted the devotees in Liberia. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I mean, I can show you more if you like. The boy was entering into the shops with prasadam and books. This was the second city, is more modern, Mindelo. But people are poor. This is a fellow who was in Liberia. I mentioned this morning in the class. A funny fellow. But he chanted the Maha Mantra. A lady from Cuba, a doctor. Very nice lady. Christianity. Islam, there is something. The five topics of the Gita. What's about the Gita, this speech? By devotees, yes. Mother Rupa Manjari, Mother Mandira, Dasharat Prabhu, who was here. Okay. I'm trying to find the... Okay, this is the house of another lecture I didn't show. This is the house of art, a place of culture also. Not a big crowd, but very, very high class people, culture people came. It was about Kirtan, so we put there. You see, these were the signs, like that, very nicely done. Kirtan Yoga, the yoga of sound and music. Let me see if there is any another bigger. Yeah, yeah, in order to get people to come, otherwise they would not know we were there. This was the sign. So Kirtan Yoga, the yoga of sound and music, date, time, place. And we will post them around. We had four like that, different topics. We made plans before. The Portuguese devotees, the four Portuguese devotees came from. I sent them the topics and they made the signs. I send the topics and my little one paragraph describing myself, and they put it there. It's, this is about the speaker, and this is the topic. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. So this is a natural end with the Arctic. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Gaura Nitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai. His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sankirtan Yagya ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premananda.